We are gathered today to offer our profoundest gratitude with the tears of our separation to His Grace Pankajangari Prabhu. For many years, it was like a tradition for devotees of Radha Gopinath Temple, as well as many all over the world. When a devotee was in danger, in ill health, when a devotee had passed away, or when devotees' relatives were in difficult situations, we would contact Pankajangari Prabhu to offer puja in Sri Mayapur Dham to Sri Sri Radha Madhava, Sri Pancha Tattva, and Sri Prahlad Narasingha Dev. And always Pankajangari Prabhu was there to offer special worship prayers on behalf of those who were in need or those souls who have departed. And in Sri Mayapur Dham flows the holy river Ganga. And Srila Prabhupada cited from the scriptures how when we're offering something to Krishna, it is like taking a palm full of water from Mother Ganga and offering it back to Ganga. And I'm just thinking that Pankajangari Prabhu, he is Mother Ganga, was flowing from his heart always in the form of his loving care for the devotee community. And at this time, we are offering our prayers and our worship for him. Pankajangari Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu, they have always in my heart personified the sweetest understanding of the term God brothers. They were not just brothers, they were truly God brothers. In the service of Srila Prabhupada, in the service of Sri Sri Radha Madhav, they practically shared the same room together, day, night, serving Sri Sri Radha Madhav and the devotees. And even if they disagreed, it was with loving, sweet respect for each other. So completely united, like one soul and two bodies is how they serve the deities and the devotees. And the idea of unity and diversity is very much exemplified in the relationship that they had with each other in serving the servants of Srila Prabhupada. And I do believe that Sri Sri Radha Madhava revealed through their relationship with each other the standard of how we as family members in Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya's society should interact with each other. That unity in diversity. I'm remembering at this time my first meeting with Pankajangari Prabhu in the mid-1970s. Srila Prabhupada sent two Shalagram Shilas to New Vrindavan, and I was meant to be their pujari. Srila Prabhupada gave simple instructions that somebody noted down. And at the end, he said, for more instructions, you should communicate with Janani Vasudas in Mayapur. So in those days, you know, we had the postal system, and I wrote a letter to Janani Vas Prabhu, and by the time the letter got to him and by the time it came back to me, it was a couple months. And Janani Vas Prabhu is telling me how he was worshiping Shalagram Srila in Mayapur. And for several years, we were corresponding with each other in this way. After I was given sannyas, it was the first time I was given blessings to go to Mayapur. This was around 1983. I was especially eager to meet Janani Vas Prabhu, because Srila Prabhupada inspired me to accept him as my Shiksha Guru for deity worship, and that was my whole service for many years. So when I arrived in Mayapur, every evening I was staying in the Lotus Building, Janani Vas Prabhu would come and bring me Mahaprasad cookies and milk. And we would sit and talk for about an hour about Srila Prabhupada, about Mayapur Dham, about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes with his devotees. It was just wonderful. And this was a highlight of the whole day for me. So one evening he came and gave me the cookies and the milk, and we spoke about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda for probably an hour and a half. It was so wonderful. And at the end of the discussion, I said, I'm just so grateful to be with you, Janani Vas Prabhu. And he smiled and said, I'm not Janani Vas. I am Pankajangari, his brother. That was our first meeting. We embraced. I was crying. I didn't even know that Janani Vas Prabhu had a twin brother. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he spoke to three particular devotees from a village. To Mukunda, he said, you should earn material and spiritual wealth. To Narahari Sarakar, he said, you should live with the devotees and preach. And to Raghunandan Thakur, he said, you should worship the deity. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains how these are three very, very prominent services that different devotees of different natures and different ashrams will offer. Some will live with families and have an occupation, but they integrate their material wealth with their spiritual purpose by using everything for Krishna's service. Mukunda Sarakar in the spiritual world is Brinda Devi, the most intimate expansion of Sri Radharani, teaching us how to be an ideal household or a grihastha. And Narahari, he was a preacher. He was writing, he was preaching, he was traveling, he was having followers. Raghunandan, from his early childhood and throughout his life, he worshipped the deity of Gopinath. And Srila Prabhupada explains that all three are equal. All three are the same. They are all necessary for a spiritual society. Pankajangari Prabhu and Janani Vas Prabhu, they truly are the senior most pujaris in our whole movement. Pujari Seva is so special. It's regulated, same time, every day, 7 days a week, year after year after year. They're offering their devotional service. And Krishna's Navayovanam, he's ever fresh, ever new, ever youthful. And similarly, devotional service to the deities, when it is done with devotion, is ever increasingly sweet. Pankajangri Prabhu and Janani Vas Prabhu, you know, they began the service of Radha Madhava when the deities were in a little hut in a rice paddy. And gradually, you know, various structures were being built in Mayapur. And Srila Prabhupada made Mayapur our international headquarters. It's very much like the root of the tree of ISKCON. It's the place that Lord Chaitanya appeared. And it's a place that he with the Panchatattva established the Sankirtan movement for all the world. So service in Mayapur Dham is like watering the root of the tree of ISKCON, watering the root of the tree of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And serving the deities, Sri Sri Radha Madhav, Panchatattva, and Narasingha Devis, watering the root of the root. And these two brothers, Pankajangri Prabhu and Janani Vas Prabhu, faithfully serve the deities year after year, decade after decade. And there were times in the history of Mayapur where there were brutal, dangerous attacks from outside forces with guns and with bombs and with knives. And there were times when there was heartbreaking social problems in Mayapur. Very difficult. And especially after His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada departed from this world, you know, how to sustain and continue the faith, the enthusiasm, and the morale when there were so many challenges. And for those who have been in Sri Mayapur Dham for many years, or for devotees all over the world who are aware of the situation, we all appreciate that two foundational pillars built on the foundation of Srila Prabhupada's mercy that kept the project in Mayapur spiritually strong and stable is the example of Pankajangri Prabhu and Janani Vas Prabhu. They worshipped the deities in the way they worshipped the devotees. There was not a differentiation. In India, sometimes people who are senior or people who are pujaris develop a certain type of pride that they have a special service. And certainly Pankajangri Prabhu and Janani Vas Prabhus had the most special service of the senior most pujaris, personal, direct, intimate servants of Krishna and Sri Radha in our home movement. But as servants of the servants of the servants, they had such unfailing respect and appreciation and eagerness to serve each and every devotee, senior devotees, new devotees. They loved to serve. In fact, Srila Prabhupada himself, he gave the ultimate compliment to Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangari Prabhu together. He said, all they know is loving devotional service. When Jananivas Prabhu and Pankajangari Prabhu would serve the deities together, when they would preach together, when they would dance together in kirtan, it thrilled our hearts. And over the years, there are many adults now who grew up from birth or from childhood in Mayapur. And one thing that's most dear to all of their hearts was the fatherly friendship that was given to them by Pankajangari Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu. However busy with big festivals and pujas and so many projects going on in Mayapur, they always have time for everyone. There cannot be even a calculation to the loss of our movement. Such a deeply devoted Vaishnav as Pankajangari Prabhu has very suddenly left us. Truly a devastation of separation for the Mayapur community and for the worldwide community. It seems that Pankajangari Prabhu, in the service of the deities and the devotees, he tried to maintain his body, but he was quite eager to go back to Godhead also. He had all the best care in Calcutta at the hospitals, but he wanted to be in Mayapur Dham. I'm just thinking, just last year, His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj, before leaving India, he expressed his desire that whenever I leave this world, let me leave on the battlefield preaching. That was his service. He was eager to live and to depart from this world as a general, serving all the Vaishnavas and serving all living beings, traveling and preaching. Pankajangari Prabhu was Pujari in Mayapur for Sri Sri Radha Madhav Panchatattva Narsingadev, his Prabhu Dattadesh. That was his special intimate service to Srila Prabhupada. And he lived, and in the fulfillment of his very innermost desire, he also departed from this world among his loving associates, the Vaishnavas, at the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Madhav in Mayapur Dham. Pankajangari Prabhu's life is a life that gives us all great faith. He saw everything over the years, but yet he never fell into the trap of criticizing others. He never unnecessarily found fault in others. He was just everyone's well-wisher. And what he saw over the years, he had practically as much justification to find faults, to be bitter as anyone. But because Srila Prabhupada and Krishna was so beautifully the center of his heart and life, both Pankajangri Prabhu and the glorious Jananivas Prabhu, they're everyone's well-wisher. Trinadapi sunichena tarori basahishnana amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari is the story of their lives. And it is because they embody this quality in such a special way that they can constantly chant the holy names and they can find ever newer and fresher devotion in the service of Radha Madhav, the deities and the devotees. At Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Temple in Mumbai, all the devotees had a very special relationship with both Pankajangri Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu. However busy they were in Mayapur, and however much they never wanted to leave Mayapur, whenever there was an installation of deities, whenever there was a special event, or even when there were welcoming of deities in the homes of devotees, Pankajangri Prabhu, Janani Bras Prabhu would always come. In fact, they agreed to be the honorary head pujaris of all of our temples to give us instructions, blessings. Pankajangri Prabhu is and will forever be one of the greatest well-wishers and friends in my life. And such a gift of having such a well-wishing friend in Krishna consciousness. There can be no precious gift that Srila Prabhupada has given us. And I believe there are many, many devotees who grew up under the loving care of Pankajangri Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu, and who have been inspired by those foundational principles that they embodied. And so much of the incredible prosperity, where there are now thousands and thousands of devotees living in Mayapur. There are millions of people coming on pilgrimage every year. The temple of the Vedic Planetarium, which is very much a jewel in Srila Prabhupada's desires to spread bhakti all over the world. All of these things have come from a simple rice paddy. And for that, we are forever indebted to Pankajangri Prabhu and Jananivas Prabhu. We are praying for Jananivas Prabhu's good health and long, long life. By Srila Prabhupada's inconceivable arrangement, whenever we would see Pankajangri Prabhu, we would remember Jananivas Prabhu. And now whenever we see Jananivas Prabhu, we remember Pankajangri Prabhu. The love that these brothers shared with each other and with the world. We know that Pankajangri Prabhu is forever in Jananivas Prabhu's heart. And when I was speaking to Janani Vas Prabhu a few days ago, I felt that I was speaking to Pankajangari Prabhu, and he was speaking to me. So Pankajangari Prabhu is still with us in a very, very special and intimate way. And we're praying that Janani Vas Prabhu will bless us in this way for a long, long time to come. Separation from a devotee who has given his heart, his life, or her heart and life in the loving service of the Lord and all beings is deeply painful. That's the nature of love. But in feeling that pain of separation, we are connected with Krishna in a very special way, because such a devotee as Pankajangari Prabhu, his whole life was to connect us with Krishna. With the tears of our separation on this day, let us honor the glorious eternal life of Pankajangari Prabhu. Thank you very much. Vansha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya evacha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.